Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In recent years, agents from ICE, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, have been stepping up raids on franchises of the convenience store 7-Eleven. Some franchise owners claim that corporate 7-Eleven is using ICE to intervene in what are internal company disputes and to put pressure on shop owners that 7-Eleven considers troublemakers. Reporters from Bloomberg Businessweek investigated the relationship between ICE and 7-Eleven for a story that was published this week. Michael Smith is senior writer for Bloomberg. He co-authored the story with his colleague Lauren Etter. Michael, you write that on one day in January of this year, ICE agents raided 98 7-Eleven stores. They were in 17 states and in Washington, D.C. Did they find undocumented immigrants working, people working illegally?
Well, they arrested a few in January. I haven't heard about any other arrests, but they don't really publicize them always. So it's unclear how much they've actually found. But what is clear is that this company, the parent company, because this is a franchise company, so all the stores are basically independent contractors that are paying to use the 7-Eleven name and to operate under all their procedures. So the stores are almost their customers. And in this case, you have a company that is really, really putting a lot of pressure on store operators, and they're using potential violations of immigration law to really go after people they do not want to continue to be running their stores.
So this is the backdrop of all of this. You write about the internal strife between franchise owners and the 7-Eleven CEO, Joe DePinto, who has cracked down on franchisees since he took over and, as you write, to purge certain underperformers and troublemakers, suggesting that corporate 7-Eleven is using federal immigration authorities as leverage and kind of an enforcement tool in business disputes with franchisees. Is that correct?
Well, that's certainly what the franchisees say, and that's certainly what has been alleged in multiple lawsuits. It's impossible to know whether they're actually sort of ratting out franchisees. We weren't able to show that without any doubts. But this is what the franchisees believe, because a number of the stores, for example, that were targeted, that were raided this year, happen to be owned by people who have been actively critical of the company's policies and also were involved in lawsuits against the company. We found several examples of that, and they just so happen to have been raided and also in disputes with the company.
So the franchise owners, what is their beef with the CEO, Joe DePinto? I mean, if they're filing suit against him, what's the basis for those suits?
Well, it's basically bad blood that goes back years, and it all boils down to money. Because DePinto, since he became CEO in the mid-2000s, he's basically worked to really, really improve profitability, which means getting a bigger cut, essentially, of the revenue and profits that every store generates. That's the way franchises work. The franchisees have said that he's basically just gone too far, and he's made it so that they really just can't make a living running a store because they take so much of their money, basically.
And because there's a mandate that, you know, somebody will come in disguised as a customer to make sure that all the Red Bull cans are front-facing, or, you know, that things like, well, I suppose, I don't know if this is a bad thing or not, but the Slurpee machines have to be cleaned every so often or repaired, and a repair can cost like $4,000 or $5,000. What are the mandates that the CEO is putting on franchise owners?
Well, over the last, say, decade, if you will, it's been a progressive tightening of the requirements that the company puts on stores in terms of what they have to do and the kind of scrutiny they come over. And it goes from everything like employees having to wear certain name tags to hundreds or thousands of items being in stock. And when they're not in stock, they can get sanctioned for that. And there's also significant scrutiny of things like bookkeeping and whether everything is going into the till or not. And so there's all kinds of surveillance, electronic surveillance and physical surveillance. But the main thing is just the company is always showing up at the store and saying, here's how you have to do things. It has to be this way, this way, this way. You got to order this, 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 and this. And all that adds up to a tremendous amount of sort of micromanagement of how stores that are supposed to be independent operators are allowed to operate.
So 7-Eleven says it has no advance warning of immigration raids and that it only gives the government information about a franchise owner if corporate has reason to believe that crimes may be happening in the store. What is 7-Eleven specifically telling you about this?
Well, that's basically what they say. And again, they say we don't rat out our franchisees, so to speak. But if we find wrongdoing, we will turn that over to the federal government if we find any evidence of crimes, including immigration.
Michael Smith, reporter and senior writer for Bloomberg. We will link to the story that he wrote with his colleague Lauren Etter at hereandnow.org. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Sure. Thanks a lot for having me.